This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi today and launch project worth around 6,100 crore rupees, and he will reach Kashi at around 2 p.m. and will inaugurate RJ Sankara Eye Hospital. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects at Singra Stadium in Varanasi. In line with the commitment to the boost connectivity, Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for expansion of airport runway and construction of the new terminal building and the allied works of the Lal Bahadur Shastri International Airport, Varanasi, worth around 2,870 crore. He will also lay the foundation stone of new civil enclave of Agra, Darbhanga and Baghdogra Airport, which will inaugurate the new terminal buildings of Rewa Airport, Mahamaya Airport, Ambikarpur and Sarvasa Airport virtually. Prime Minister will also inaugurate Phase 2 and Phase 3 of redevelopment of Varanasi's sports complex worth over 210 crore rupees and under the Khelo India scheme and the Smart City Mission. President Draupadi Murmu has reached New Delhi after the completion of the three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The three African nations' visit to the president has added a new chapter to the historic relation of India with Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The visit came after the year after African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 during the India's presidency. During the week-long visit, President Draupadi Murmu held bilateral meetings with the leadership of the three countries and interacted with the Indian diaspora. In order to strengthen India-Russia business ties, Embassy of India in Moscow hosted India-Russia business-to-business networking dinner for Indian delegates for BRICS Business Forum. Indian Ambassador to Russia Vinay Kumar met over 80 industry leaders from India and Russia, exploring trade and investment potential and strategic partnership. The business forum was attended by the business leaders from Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Egypt, Iran, UAE and Ethiopia. During this event, they shared the perspective of economic growth. Addressing the forum, Russian President Vladimir Putin was asserted to the BRICS countries will generate most of the global economic growth in the coming years. India's candidates has been selected in leadership position in all 10 study groups of International Telecommunications Union Standardization Sector in the World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly, which is underway in New Delhi. The study groups include in operational aspects, economic and policy issues, security, future networks, among others. The Ministry of Communication in a statement said India has retained its chair position in one group and secured vice chair positions in all other 9 study groups. A detailed report in United Nations Human Rights Committee has raised serious concerns over the spread of religious intolerance, forced kidnappings and the conversion of Hindu and Christian minority girls, curbs and media freedom expression in Pakistan. The UN committee also raised questions over the Pakistan government's inability to tackle the dangerously increasing numbers of attacks and the threats on Shia Muslims, Christians, Ahmadis, Hindus and Sikhs. In cricket, New Zealand will start the second innings against India this morning on the fifth day of the opening test in Bengaluru. They just need 107 runs to win. Earlier, India were all out for 462 runs in the second innings yesterday. Sarfaraz Khan scored a majestic 150, while Rishabh Pant missed out on 100 after scoring a 99. India are currently at the top of the World Test Championship standings, while New Zealand stands 6th. In Women's T20 World Cup, New Zealand will face South Africa in summit clash in Dubai International Stadium this evening. For the first time since 2016, the Women's T20 World Cup will have a new winner. And that is the end of this news bulletin.